Hi, darling. How was your day? Let me lift you up. Now, look into my eyes. Darling, I can't see you with the small pair. That's for farsight. Look into my big eyes. You should know by now. There you are. I missed you. Did you stop at the grocery store? Did you get...
Oh, put them away. Put them away. Those. How do you call them? Lemons?
Lemons. You should know not to buy them. They look too much like body parts to us Megathorians.
Yeah, it's the color. It looks just like my skin. It looks like you've got a net full of gonads.
I told you to bring the green ones.
What are they called?
Limes. Oh, they didn't have any? Well, that's disappointing.
I'm not touching the yellow ones. Not a chance. Not even with my tentacles. Ooh.
Yeah, I guess you have to do it then. Make yourself useful in the kitchen for once. Oh, you can't reach over the counter. Why are you humans just so tiny? Here, let me help you. Here, you can stand on one of my chairs.
Oh, shut up. You wanted the kitchen measured to my body height. We could have gotten something in between, you know. I would have just crouched a bit. But it would have been okay.
Have you squeezed them?
Good. Let's put the juice in the sar lid then.
Oh, you're hungry?
Then it's good that the sar lid is finished.
Sar lid is not the right word.
Salad.
Okay,
salad.
Oh, salad. I'll try to remember.
Oh, you don't want salad?
What do you want then?
Oh, you're staring at my tits.
You want that again?
Okay, fine. Let me get out of this dress.
Oh, your face just lit up. You are so easy to please, my little human.
Come on my arm. There, are you sitting comfortably? Should I get my back tentacle out to make a backrest for you?
Oh, pish, it's no trouble, baby. Here.
What do I have them for anyway?
Oh, you look so cute sitting like that, sweetie. Now, drink from my big titties, you good boy.
Oh, boy. You're so thirsty. Was it a long day at the alien embassy? No lunch break today? Oh, well, drink it all up, babe. It's okay.
You know I produce enough of it. You could exclusively feed from my milk.
What are you doing,
naughty boy?
Playing with my nipples like that? I wasn't prepared for that. Oof. No, Don't stop. I'm not really complaining. Mm-hmm. Did you decide to order a... kitchen this big? So you could have a ready excuse to drink from my tits all the time? I wonder...
I'm not going to be able to reach the refrigerator. Please give me titty milk.
Ouch! Don't bite, you naughty boy. Oh, don't worry. Still not complaining. Let me help you get a bit more comfortable. I can use some of my tentacles to take off your jacket. Your shoes. Oh, and don't try and move. I got this. Just keep sucking my nipples, please. That was your pants. Your shirt. And your underpants. Okay. You have to stop for a moment so I can get off your undershirt, babe. You will have to take off your socks yourself. You know my tentacles have olfactory receptors. I'm sorry, but after a day in shoes, your socks are just nasty. What do you say? Should we move this to the bedroom? Or... more precisely, should I move you to the bedroom? Oh, you know I don't mind the size difference. You're my fun size love machine. Did you have something in mind today? Again? You know, with you working at the Alien Embassy, it's kind of troubling that you are going with these stories again. It's kind of culturally insensitive to my people. I'd say it's borderline racist. Fine. If you want to play like that, how can I say no to you, Schnookums? Okay. Just remember to tell me if it's too much, babe, okay? Just a moment. I'll try and get into character. Okay, I got it. Explorer's Log 12782.4. I found a specimen of the dominant species of this planet. It resisted being controlled, but I wrapped my tentacles around it and rendered it helpless. I will carry it to my lab to probe it, for science. I'm using four of my tentacles to fixate it on the bed. I mean, the lab table. Stretched out by all fours. And I will now use the other two exploring its strange but fascinating body. Oh, its head has a cavity that opens and closes. I will try to get one of my tentacles inside to probe it. The specimen appears to like it. It sucks on my tentacle. What a weird sensation. I will keep my tentacle there for now and monitor the feelings it gives me. I use my remaining tentacle to probe the body of the specimen while it struggles to get free from the grip it's in. Needless to say, its struggle is futile. I noticed while my tentacle is moving down its torso that the specimen has some sort of tentacle growing in its crotch area now. It's pink with a purple head, and it's poking up like a compass. Pointing north. But we will have to explore that thing later. Because on the other side of that is a second cavity.
I'm sorry, sweetie, but this is such a dumb scenario. Why would an explorer do that? Oh, let me remove my tentacle from your mouth for a bit so you can answer. Well, I guess that makes sense. It being more of a human fantasy. Still dumb. Okay. I'll try and stay in character. The specimen struggles as my probing tentacle nears its rear cavity. Maybe it keeps its valuables in there. I will have to thoroughly investigate. Probing your anus. I get it now. It's one of your gas giants. Why didn't you explain the joke before? You fucking asshole. I always wondered why you laugh at this point, and you never explained. Probing Uranus. Asshole. Oh, you're making me say that for what now? 2 years? What the hell, sweetie? Oh. Just tell me again. Why would I probe your anus as an alien explorer in this world? Because aliens are mysterious and unknowable, and they want to check your asshole. I don't buy it. Humans are so weird, but cute. You are such a cute weirdo. No, let's skip the role play. I want you to fuck me from behind while I fuck you from behind. How does that sound? How does the good old endless conga line of fucking for two people sound? I thought so. Let me get you into position. Okay. Grab our safe tentacle and squeeze twice if something is wrong. I don't want something to happen again like on arrival day. No. I'll never stop with arrival day because you were reckless, and I shouldn't have listened to you. I could have seriously hurt you. You know, if I wanted to, I could rip you apart. That's no joke. Humans are fragile. So, take the tentacle in your hand. Thank you. See, it's not that difficult. Oh, now you aren't in the mood anymore? We can help you with that. What about... The tentacles I'm holding you with are moving over your back in all directions at once, while one of them is slowly creeping into Uranus. Oh, I'm sorry. It's your own damn fault, though. Oh, see? Your own little tentacle raises its head again. His head? You're serious? You are gendering a body part? Whatever. Humans. Are you ready? Okay, let's go then. Jeez. I needed that after today. You know your neighbor woman? Is kind of a... racist. She always calls me the Miss Juicy Fruit. I never was anything but nice to that bitch. Oh. Maybe you're right. She might think it's a cute nickname, but you don't just call strangers names like that. Yes. Fuck me harder. You can't? How about I motivate you a bit? By moving in another tentacle. How does that feel? Oh, your penis just twitched. You seem to like it. What did you say? I can't understand what you are mumbling. No, don't apologize for that woman. I don't care if she's older. I'm probably twice her age, and I'm not a racist. Okay, if you keep talking like that, I'll have to put your mouth to better use. Suck on a tentacle for a bit. Oh, still talking back? How about another one? Oh, wow. Yes. Oh, suck him like that, babe. Fuck, that's nice. Oh, yes. Oh, way better than apologizing for Ray. Racist. Oh, wow. Are you getting close? Are you getting close? Try delaying it. Try delaying it. Oh, fuck. Oh, well, okay. No biggie. You're done already? Well, I'm still not letting you down. I'm sorry. I want to keep playing with your holes while I finish myself off. Let me take a tentacle and insert it in myself. Oh, take a good look. That's how I do it myself. Oh, keep sucking on my tentacles. Play with them with your tongue, babe. I'm close too. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, I gotta get you another tentacle to suck. I need you to suck three. Oh, shit. That's it. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Affirmative. Affirmative. Oh, fuck. Sweetie. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. Oh, shit. Are you okay? Seems I couldn't hold you with just one tentacle, huh? Sorry. This one is on me. Here, let me help you up. Oh, are you okay? Oh, fuck. Fuck. Don't look at your arm. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Ouch. Yeah, that looks pretty broken, sweetie. Okay, I'll call an ambulance. What's wrong? Oh, okay, I see. Urgent business tomorrow? Well, we gotta get you fixed. There is another way to heal it, and it would be quicker even. Yeah, tomorrow morning you'd be right as rain. Well, it's a bit awkward. I'd have to swallow you? That's not the right word, but there is not a right one in English. It's more like, you know, your kangaroo pouches. Every kid sleeps sometimes in their mother's. It's perfectly natural. And it boosts your healing abilities. Your arm would be fine tomorrow. Don't worry. It's snug and cozy. And you will love it. Oh, no. Don't worry. You'd get out the same way you went in, through my mouth. Oh, don't worry. You will have the best sleep you have had in your whole life. Okay, hold on tight and just knock 3 times if something is wrong while you're inside of me, okay? Good. I love you. Now, let me detach my jaw for that. Ah! Uh-huh, there we go. Mm.